Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. On Wednesday, I let you know to look out for the 2025 American Innovation Dollar that honors Michigan for the automotive assembly line. Am I partly responsible for the creation of this series of U.S. coins? The first U.S. Mint Numismatic Forum was held in October 2016. As a participant, I provided Mint officials with a document that listed 14 strengths of the numismatic hobby, 14 weaknesses, 13 opportunities, and 5 threats. In the first item under opportunities, I propose that the U.S. Mint issue a collection of coins issued over a 3 to 5 year time frame. Of the 10 themes I listed, the first was Historic Inventions by State. Just over a month later, legislation was introduced into Congress calling for the Mint to strike American Innovation Dollars to honor an innovation, innovator, or group of innovators from each state and territory. It was signed into law in mid-2018. The first coin was issued in 2018. With 4 issues annually, the series runs through 2032. Mint officials never told me my suggestion had any influence on this coin series becoming reality. No doubt several people could have proposed the same idea, where the timing of the bill's introduction in Congress could simply be a coincidence. So I'm not going to claim I was responsible for this series of coins. The intent of my suggestion was that such a coin series could spark additional interest in numismatics. To achieve that result, these coins would need to enter everyday commerce, as were the statehood quarters, America the Beautiful quarters, and American Women quarters. Circulating such coins would enable more people to see and collect them at face value. The statehood quarter series was enormously profitable to the U.S. Mint. Hundreds of millions of coins were saved by collectors. Unfortunately, the U.S. Mint did not follow my suggestion to put these coins into circulation or to complete the series within 5 years. Instead, the Mint only made them available to buyers at prices above face value. So, don't expect to see next year's American Innovation Dollar for Michigan in your pocket change. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.